Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Trump did a town hall last night with Sean Hannity over there at Fox News. And it was his crowd, his guy, and no one should think that it didn't go well for him because, well, it was set up to go well for him. This was interesting.
Interviews that we've had together, and we've had many over the years.
Yeah.
I have asked you repeatedly about what you think about Joe Biden's cognitive state. I've asked you about, is he up to the job physically, mentally? You have been very reluctant to go there. I'm not reluctant. To me, does everyone agree with me that this guy's cognitively not there? I doubt he knows what day of the week it is today. That's how bad I think it's gotten for him. Why are you reluctant to call that out?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I actually called Sean and I asked Sean not to joke about it.
I was joking
because he used to joke about it. And I said, honestly, I don't think it looks good for you or for anybody for you to joke about it because it's a serious problem.
I was talking about sippy cup and warm milky at night and bedtime stories. Yeah.
So I said, I just don't think it's good for anybody. And, you know, it's not appropriate. You can speak about it if you want, but I don't think you should joke about it. And you really didn't after that.
Well, now I realize how serious it is. I mean, especially, and we'll get into foreign policy and, you know, with China.
Now you realize how serious it is an interesting retort. But I think it's an interesting take from Trump. And it could have something to do with the fact that if you decide to broach the conversation about age, then you're going to have people ask the age question about you. And as a man who's 76, not 80 like Joe Biden, it still will be a conversation that you might not want to have if you're running against Ron DeSantis, who is 44? Yeah. It may not be the conversation you want to have. This isn't about Joe Biden. This is about smart politics. Don't engage a thing so you don't engage a thing and others don't engage it. I utilize this as a very important and telling moment that when people say to me regarding, for example, Trump's commentary about his former press secretary, Kelly McEnany, which I called pathetic comments. It was just it's a waste of his time. He's hurting his opportunity to garner more voters. Well, she was unloyal. She was this. She was that. It was a bad comment. And people make the argument that Trump can't control himself. What I just learned is that Trump can absolutely control himself. He considers the age conversation something that can affect him. He considers going after Kelly McEnany something that doesn't affect anything. He's right about the first. He's wrong about the second. As for the town hall, I'll play you pieces of it. It's everything you would have expected. I don't think any news was broken at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.